This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Tuesday, October 6, 2020. Today you'll hear about Trump recovering from the coronavirus, Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings, Michigan's governor got told no last Friday, and the U.S. Navy SEALs volunteer to be castrated, as well as a group of biblically illiterate evangelicals come out with a statement on why Biden reminds them of Jesus. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitik.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows. That's news@crosspolitik.com. Trump posted a video over the weekend on his state on how he's feeling as he recovers at Walter Reed Medical Center.
I want to begin by thanking all of the incredible medical professionals, the doctors, the nurses, everybody at Walter Reed Medical Center. I think it's the finest in the world for the incredible job they've been doing. I came here, wasn't feeling so well. I feel much better now. We're working hard to get me all the way back. I have to be back because we still have to make America great again. We've done an awfully good job of that, but we still have steps to go and we have to finish that job. And I'll be back. I think I'll be back soon.
Trump went on to say, if you look at the therapeutics, which I'm taking right now, some of them and others that are coming out soon that are looking like, frankly, they're miracles. You don't know the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days. I just want to be thankful for all the support I've seen, whether it's on television or reading about it. Most of all, I appreciate what's been said by the American people, almost by a bipartisan consensus by the American people. Later on Monday, Trump tweeted out, I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed, under the Trump administration, some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago! Exclamation point. Congratulations and glad the president is feeling better. With the COVID diagnoses in Trump's family, as well as some on his staff, there has been some question as to whether the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings would continue as scheduled next week. Senator Tom Cotton said Sunday, everyone is eager to be at work when they need to be at work. If they're on the Judiciary Committee a week from tomorrow, either in person or virtually, to have the confirmation hearings for Judge Barrett and then have the vote on Judge Barrett this month, he said. Since speaking with his colleagues, Cotton said those who have tested positive, there are several, on the Senate for the virus are experiencing only mild symptoms or remain asymptomatic, including Senators Mike Lee, Tom Tillis, and Ron Johnson. Cotton said every senator who's been affected by COVID-19 is expected to be back on the Senate floor by the end of this month, and he emphasized he is confident every senator whose vote is needed will be in attendance. I want to stop here and register my deep gratitude for all who came to the first ever Fight, Laugh, Feast conference in Franklin, Tennessee.
One day.
We sang, we drank good beer, we fellowshiped, we heard great talks, we networked with like-minded believers, and of course, we fought, we laughed, and we feasted to the glory of God. Next year's conference has been scheduled for October 14 through 16, back in Franklin, Tennessee again. Mark your calendars now. Next year's theme is Politics of Sex, the power of knowing the difference between boys and girls. More information will be coming soon, but mark the dates now. A reminder that all of the talks from this year's conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal. And if you're a member, you're probably already enjoying them. And if you haven't yet, they're waiting for you there. They're wrapped up in a shiny paper. You know, it's like Christmas. It's like your birthday, all wrapped into one with love from Knox and Mr. Neal and all of us here at CrossPolitik and the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Also, if you're not a club member already, what are you waiting for? Christmas is waiting for you. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and become a member and then get access to all the talks from this year's conference. Douglas Wilson, George Grant, David Bahnsen, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine, and more. The Michigan Supreme Court on Friday told Gretchen, Governor Gretchen, no. They ruled 4-3 against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's use of emergency powers to rule the whole state as a dictator. Well, at least to mandate COVID-19-related restrictions forever for the last 5 months without input from state legislature. Quote, we do not believe that the legislature intended to allow the governor to redeclare the identical state of emergency and state of disaster under these circumstances, Judge Stephen Markman wrote in the majority opinion. The governor's declaration of a state of emergency or state of disaster may only endure for 28 days absent legislative approval of an extension. So, if the legislature does nothing, as it did here, the governor is obligated to terminate the state of emergency or state of disaster after 28 days. The court ruled unanimously that the 1976 Emergency Management Act did not give Whitmer power to issue or renew executive orders on April 30th related to COVID-19 after 28 days without legislative approval. Whitmer said in a statement on Friday, nuh-uh, or something like that. Her orders remain in effect for at least 21 more days because she said. She added that the responsive measures she established will continue under alternative sources of authority. Alternative sources of authority. That's great. That were not at issue in Friday's Supreme Court ruling. Today's Supreme Court ruling, handed down by a narrow majority of Republican justices, is deeply disappointing, and she vehemently disagrees with the court's interpretation of the Michigan Constitution, Whitmer said in a statement on Friday, fighting back tears. Guess she wasn't. I don't know if she was fighting back tears. I didn't see her. But right now, every state and the federal government, not every state, have some form of declared emergency. I'm pretty sure some of the states don't have a declared state of emergency, Ms. Whitmer. You might want to double check that. With this decision, Michigan will become the sole outlier at a time when the Upper Peninsula is experiencing rates of COVID infection not seen in our state since April. Yes, but Ms. Whitmer, how many deaths? How many hospitalizations? Please, we need real numbers, real information. The fact that it's going around, as we have seen, meaneth very little. From our news inbox, from a listener, the U.S. Navy SEALs have neutered their creed statement. They did it willingly. Apparently, they volunteered. Please, let us be neutered. They eliminated terms such as brotherhood, according to the report. Naval Special Warfare continues to deliberately develop a culture of tactical and ethical confusion. Okay, he didn't actually say confusion. I put that in there for him because that's what they're doing. I think it was something like excellence, but that's not what they're doing. It reflects the nation we represent. Yes, it does. It does represent the confused nation that we have become and draws upon the talents of the all-volunteer force who meet the standards of qualification as a SEAL. Navy Special Warfare spokesman Lieutenant Commander Matthew Stroop told American Military News. So, for example, instead of a common man with uncommon desire to succeed, it now says common citizens with uncommon desire to succeed. Another alters I am that man to I am that warrior. Oh, nice. Brotherhood has been changed to a group of maritime warriors. That's not the same thing. A group of maritime warriors is not the same thing as a brotherhood. The final line of the statement has been modified from brave men have fought and died, building the proud tradition and feared reputation that I am bound to uphold to brave SEALs. Stroop said the previous versions of the SEAL ethos and special warfare combatant craft crewman creed were written before the law allowed women to serve in the commando groups. Yes, and it was also written before the SEALs had become sissies. The changes do not in any way reflect lowering standards entry. Oh, no, not yet. Rather, they ensure that all those who meet the requirements to train to become a SEAL are represented in the ethos or creed they live out, he said. This improves the posture. Oh, really? Of the NSW force by ensuring we draw from the greatest pool of talent available. Still, Stroop said, no women have completed the SEAL or SWCC qualification training pipelines. Oh, I guess we're safe. FLF Magazine, have you heard? Speaking of men fighting, We unveiled the brand new Fight Laugh Feast magazine at our recent conference. Our Fight Laugh Feast magazine will be a quarterly issue that packs a punch like a 21-year Balvenie. Do you know what Balvenie is? Man, it's good. No ice. This is written by Gabe. I know it. We don't water down our theology. Why would we water down our scotch? Order a yearly subscription for yourself and then send a couple yearly subscriptions to your friends who've been drinking lukewarm evangelical Kool-Aid. Ooh, nice. Every quarter, we promise quality food for the soul, wine for the heart, and some Red Bull for turning over tables. Our magazine will include cultural commentary, a psalm of the quarter, recipes for feasting, laughter sprinkled throughout the glossy pages, and more. Annual subscriptions are $40. That's for four issues. Sign up and enjoy our Fight, Laugh, Feast theme park or magazine, if you like. Just go to flfnetwork.com, click on products, shop, and find the Fight Laugh Feast magazine and subscribe today. One more story from our news inbox. Prominent evangelical leaders have just released a statement of, watered down Kool-Aid. I see what they mean. Yeah. Urging pro-life evangelicals to vote for Sleepy Joe Biden. The signers include John Huffman, board chair emeritus of Christianity Today. Shock. Richard Foster, best-selling author of Celebration of Discipline. Jerusha Duford, Billy Graham's granddaughter. Brenda Salter McNeil, author, speaker, longtime VCF leader. John Perkins, founder of the Christian Community Development Association, as well as Ron Sider and Richard Mao. Not shock. As well as a number of former presidents of evangelical universities, including Samuel T. Logan, former president of Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. Jeepers. Their statement acknowledges that, quote, as pro-life evangelicals, we disagree with Vice President Biden and the Democratic platform's insistence on offering little babies to Molech. But we believe, the statement continues, that a biblically shaped commitment to the sanctity of human life compels us to a consistent ethic of life that affirms the sanctity of human life from beginning to end. In other words, even though we don't agree with the prophets and priests of Molech offering babies on the altar, we really like how the priests of Molech take care of people throughout their life. The statement bows low before the great Baal, known as the Democratic platform, sprinkling incense particularly, and bowing even lower in the name of socialized medicine, woke politics, and climate change, all rise. The statement claims, or at least attempts to claim, that letting the government solve problems of poverty, healthcare, racism, and climate change is actually more pro-life than anything Donald Trump has done or is likely to do. Right. It's one thing to not be able to bring yourself to vote for Trump. Look, I get it. I can understand this stance, and I can even respect it. But I cannot understand the screamer never Trumper stance. You know the types. The screamer types. You know. Light their hair on fire never Trumpers. Or this. Crazy. Insanity. Openly supporting Sleepy Joe or Kamala Harris or anything remotely resembling the Democratic platform? I'm shocked, except I'm not shocked. These people are not evangelicals. They do not believe what the Bible actually teaches on these topics at all. The Bible assigns the civil magistrate the task of punishing crime as defined by God. It does not give the magistrate the sword to make you count how many times you flush your toilet or what kind of car you're driving or make people love each other or to provide health care or medicine for anyone. That's not what swords are for. The government's job is to require equal weights and measures and punish evildoers and then get out of the way. Even, perhaps, get the heck out of the way. But in order to get the government out of the way, we need men with backbones leading families, churches, businesses, and states and telling the federal government and all their programs and regulations and subsidies and grants to take a hike. Because Jesus is Lord, and Washington is not. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. Get yourself a fancy, fancy schmancy Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt. Rock it like all the rest of those people who are rocking them at the conference. Also, get archive access to all the talks from our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference. So become a member now at FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day.